Welcome to another episode of the Access Baseball Podcast, covering all the bases of high school and college baseball. And now here's your host, Vinny Massana.
Hello and welcome to the Access Baseball Podcast. I'm your host, Vin Massana. Once again, we're filming live tonight from Pro Game Athletics in Bayshore, New York. This is the eighth installment of this podcast series special. Thanks, as always, to Ken Courtright, State Farm Agency, for making it possible, and for Pro Game for hosting our podcast series here. Tonight, we're joined by another special guest, Hayden Lederman. Hayden's a senior at Roslyn High School, plays with the Junior Ducks, Caputo's team. And he just committed to the University of Chicago. And, you know, everybody wants to play college baseball, but very few people get to make that a reality, and even fewer get to do so at a prestigious university like University of Chicago, which is basically a top 30 school in the nation. So, Hayden, let's talk about that. I mean, what drew you to the University of Chicago?
Going into my recruiting process, I wanted to make sure I found a school that had a strong balance of academics and athletics. That was really important to me. And Coach Fitzgerald, even though didn't have the chance to see me in person, he wasn't allowed off campus to recruit. Mm-hmm. He did a good job showing interest and making sure I had a good feeling about the program and that it was a good place for me.
Mm-hmm. Now, you had an opportunity to visit there right before the COVID shutdown. So can you tell our audience a little bit about what that in-person experience was like?
Yeah, I was very lucky to go right before travel was suspended and I couldn't really get out anywhere. But it was a beautiful campus. I wanted to be near a city, and Chicago is as good as it gets in terms of that. And I was really excited. I really liked the campus.
Yeah, and one of the reasons why you couldn't announce your commitment is you have to actually wait till you get accepted into the school, right?
The University of Chicago, along with other schools that I was interested in that had interest in me, they couldn't really make an offer until they received my application and it passed screening by the admissions department, so I had to wait a little bit longer.
Yeah, so a little different than some of the other athletes who, you know, it's a little easier to get into the school. So, you know, let's talk about the Junior Ducks, one of the top programs on Long Island, and especially Caputo's team specifically. College players up and down the roster. I mean, we had John Rizzo on podcast the second episode here. I mean, you guys form outstanding top of the rotation right there. Matt Hines, who just committed recently, just up and down the roster. Brendan Williams, of course. So talk about your experience with the Ducks and also this summer. You know, it seemed like you guys put it all together.
Yeah, I mean, we have a bunch of guys. We're a really close group, and we have a bunch of guys who will compete. Even if we're not on our best game, guys will do everything they can to keep us in the game. We have pitchers like Brendan and John, Jason Schwartz, Matt Hines. Anytime they're on the mound, we feel like we have a good chance at winning. Even if they don't have their best stuff, we know they're going to compete to keep us in the game. Mm-hmm. And catcher Ryan Thompson, Tony Gelibert, you know, they're great behind the plate, good bats, a bunch of guys that really help us out.
Yeah, Ryan's a very underrated player, in my opinion. He had a great tournament at Baseball Heaven, Northeast Elite. And it seems like he's somebody that just galvanizes the unit. Seems like he's a leader. I don't want to put words in your mouth, but I mean, what is it like throwing to a catcher that has those leadership qualities?
Yeah, I mean, he came to our team this year. He was with Woodbury Sports previously, and he fit in right away. He's a great guy, and he has a good understanding for catching and a good feel for the game, and he knows what pitches to call and situations, so it's very nice to have a catcher like him behind the plate.
Mm-hmm. And going back to Brendan Williams, I mean, that game, that Sunday night game was about as good as it gets. I haven't stopped talking about it to anybody that's willing to listen. Him versus Tommy Ventimiglia, two of the outstanding arms that I've seen this year. Neither of them would give an inch. Brennan struck out 14 in 7 innings, and Tommy struck out 17 over 9 innings. I mean, just being a part of that game, have you seen anything better than that?
I mean, there's not many games that are better than that. You got two competitors just giving it everything they have, two great arms. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, as a hitter, it's tough to go against a pitcher like that, both sides. Mm-hmm. And it was fun to watch.
Yeah. And you guys also won the Access Invitational back in July. I remember watching you pitch very well. You threw 87 that day, and you also had a big RBI hit, I think. I mean, looking back on that tournament, you know, what stood out?
We just have, like I said before, we have a bunch of guys who are looking to compete in every game. Mm-hmm. It's a lot of the guys bring their best stuff, especially in a tournament setting when there's coverage too. We want to be on our best game, and we did a good job taking care of business there.
Yep, and Coach Caputo, you know, a lot of people are familiar with him, assistant coach at St. Joe's. Before that, brought Dowling to prominence. Obviously, they have had successful years under Chris Solano, but Caputo brought them back to the regionals in 2014, in 2016, rather. You know, even as a head coach of a travel team, it seems like he's just very good at bringing out the best in players. Would you agree with that?
Definitely. I mean, he has a knack for bringing the best out of everyone, like you said. He has a good feel for the game. He sees things that most other people don't to make everyone on the team a better player. And not only just on the playing side of the game, he's just a great guy. He's someone that anyone on the team, anyone that's ever played for him, is always comfortable to look to him for advice and anything like that. So it was definitely great to have him as a coach.
Mm-hmm. And now you're playing with guys your age, but going back to high school, you know, you were on varsity as a freshman, and you know, you definitely warranted it from a talent perspective, but just emotionally, do you feel like you were ready for that? Was that a little intimidating at first, just taking that leap from middle school to varsity baseball?
It was definitely a little intimidating at first, not knowing much of the guys on the team and playing against kids older than me, you know, kids with big beards, and I was
yep.
13 years old.
Uh-huh.
But it was definitely a fun experience, and I'm grateful that I had a chance to play my first two seasons on varsity. I learned a lot. And I'm overall a better player because of it.
Yeah, and within 1 year, you were in the rotation, a 1.8 ERA as a sophomore, holding your own. I mean, is that something that you felt pride in, that you not only were able to make that jump, but were able to solidify yourself as a top player on the team?
Definitely. I mean, anywhere I go, I'm always looking to compete, especially at a high level. And at my school, we don't always put so many runs on the board, so I knew I had to bring my best stuff every time I was out on the mound to give us the best chance to win. So, I mean, I was just looking to compete every game, keep us in ball games.
Yeah, and now fast forward into 2021, you know, can you give our audience a little glimpse of the Roslyn team and, you know, how the composition of that roster is?
Yeah, so we had five sophomores that played key roles on the varsity team 2 years ago, so we're looking forward to our senior season. You know, we're gonna have five guys that have had the experience, that have had varsity at bats. We have Jordan Zucker, who's as good of a hitter as there is, Daniel Rossman, Justin Michal, just great all-around players, and we're just looking to compete, win enough ball games to make the playoffs and try and make a run.
Mm-hmm. Now before the season starts, obviously we got some downtime here. You know, the season's going to be starting a little bit later, so from a personal standpoint, what do you feel like you need to work on, you know, to bridge that gap to become the best player you could be?
I definitely want to be in the weight room as much as possible. I've been doing some weighted balls, the driveline throwing program, with a lot of their workouts. So I'm just trying to stay in shape, stay ready, because we don't know what's going to happen for the season.
Mm-hmm.
So just making sure I'm on top of my pitches, my arm stays loose, and my body is the best it can be when it comes time to play in the spring.
Mm-hmm. Now, you played basketball as a freshman and a sophomore. You know, you noted before we started recording that you were going to take off last year anyway, aside from COVID. So do you feel like the training is different in any way? I haven't had too many people come on here that were basketball players. So just curious how the training differs as a basketball and baseball player.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, basketball is similar to baseball in that it's like a lot of one-on-one matchups. You know, baseball, it's one-on-one as a pitcher versus the batter when you're hitting against the pitcher. And it's just, to use my athleticism, it translates across all sports. You know, there's certain things that I learned from basketball that I've taken to my baseball game, and hopefully it goes both ways.
Mm-hmm. And who were some individuals that have had an impact on your athletic career?
Definitely my dad. He's in the yard throwing with me every day during quarantine, gearing up and trying to catch me. That was very nice.
Mm-hmm.
I have my older cousin. He's been a baseball player. I've been playing with him my whole life. And my coach, my high school coaches, especially Dan Freeman, he's super passionate about baseball. It's nice to be surrounded by guys who want the best for you and want the best for the program.
Mm-hmm. Who are some of the Major League Baseball players that you look up to or try to emulate?
As hitters, I like DJ LeMahieu. Hopefully he comes back to the Yankees.
Mm-hmm.
But he's just a competitor. You feel like he's able to get a hit in any at-bat on any pitch.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think anybody that signs him right now is going to get a big boost.
Definitely.
I think he was undervalued going into the offseason. All we kept hearing about was George Springer, Trevor Bauer, and JT Realmuto. People forget that this guy hit 364, and he's the only player that you probably can't shift against in Major League Baseball, or one of the few players that you can't shift against. And especially that kind of brings me to on those lines. just the idea of small ball in baseball, you really just don't see that too much. So, I mean, where do you fall in line with that? Do you like to emphasize the small ball?
Definitely. I mean, my coach Tom Caputo is big on small ball. I mean, we've had games in the rain where he said, we're going to bunt 1 through 9 and until there's 2 strikes, and we're going to make them throw a wet ball and make them make a play. Mm-hmm. So small ball wins games. Obviously, it's changing at the higher level. But even in the playoffs, you see that home runs aren't winning games with the Yankees. And
yeah,
small ball definitely has its place in baseball.
Yeah, especially at the amateur level. I mean, if, you know, to use the analogy with bunting, you know, you're not seeing fielders convert those outs on such a guaranteed level at a high level. So you might as well force them into making mistakes. So before we let you go here, a few more questions. We'll go rapid fire. Any pregame superstitions?
Pregame, I have the same warm-up routine, same stretches. During the game, I like a Snickers bar. That's usually my routine.
All right, good. That's a superstition. I like that. A lot of people are shy to admit what they like to do, but whatever works for you. How about favorite type of food?
Favorite type of food? I'm a pizza guy. I like going to the city, trying all different restaurants. That's like me and my friends do that, yeah.
The one bite. Everyone knows the rule. Favorite Netflix show?
I gotta go to The Office.
Okay. Spotify or Apple Music?
Apple Music.
Dream car?
I'll say BMW.
Okay. How about, what was your best baseball trip that you've been on?
I've been lucky enough. I've visited 22 of the 30 baseball stadiums.
Really? I think you beat me. I think I had 20.
Yeah. So, I mean, I'm very lucky to have done that. It's cool to definitely experience all the different cultures around the league and all the different types of fans and stadiums, which is really cool.
What was your favorite?
My favorite, I think it was Pittsburgh. The backdrop with
Park.
The bridge, and when you walk around the grandstand, you feel like you're walking on a city street. It was really cool.
Yeah, I got to agree with that. Either that or San Francisco probably is my favorite one. And let's see, last one, favorite vacation spot?
I've gone to Mexico a bunch of times. I like the beach, definitely.
Can't go wrong with that. And that that wraps up this week's Access Baseball podcast. Once again, thank you for tuning in. Thank you for Pro Game for hosting, and thank you, Kent Courtright, for sponsoring this podcast series. This is our 8th episode, so we got 2 more coming up, so make sure to tune in every Tuesday, or for the next 2 Tuesdays at least. Thank you, guys.
Thank you for having me.
You've been listening to the Access Baseball Podcast with your host, Vinny Massana. Tune in to the next episode. Until then, visit accessbaseball.com.